the takeover of the States is just simply taking too long. Go back to October, November of 2018, where there was a number of estates, up to 13 or 14 in Inishowen, that had been given the green light to be taken over. Most, if nearly all of those estates, have still not been taken over. Residents in a lot of those estates are, at the minute, trying to look after services within the estates, and it's very, very unfair in those residents. And there's a number of items that can't be done until the estates are taken over, like safety measures and stuff like that. So I really, really am appealing to the council at the minute, and I've spoken to them a number of times this week, to try to progress, push forward, get that process in place, because it's very, very unfair in the residents of a number of housing estates.
Unfortunately, it's not an issue just confined to Inishowen. We hear of the same concerns in the Letterkenny MD. You have been talking to the council. What have they been saying as the reason why it's taken so long for the process to be finalised?
Well, they're saying that a number of items in a lot of these estates, by the Roads Division and by the Water Division and by different sections within the council, they go to the estates and they jot down or make a list of things that they want done before the council takes over the estate. So there's a number of items in a lot of these estates that have to be taken over, and there's outside contractors involved, and there's a number of different things involved. But at the same time, we're now 6 months, 7 months away from when we decided to put those 13 or 14 in the show forward for takeover, and we still haven't had any of them taken over by the council. And I think that the council need to a lot more pressure on those outside contractors or whoever is doing the work to get the work done a lot quicker than what's happening at the minute, because, as I say, it's very, very unfair in the residents at the minute.